afternoon, good day, folks. This is Jonathan Evans, the Herbal Answer Man from the Herbarium in Chicopee, Massachusetts, here on Blog Talk Radio. It's a beautiful June 20th night here in western Massachusetts. A little warm, but what the hell. But considering
it's June,
we're on,
it's supposed to be warm.
Yeah, it's June. It's too warm. Anyways, we are on internet radio, so people are listening to us across the spectrum of weather patterns. So whatever you're having at your area, I hope you're enjoying it. We are here tonight, myself, my daughter Jessica, who is the engineer, producer, et cetera, et cetera. Say hello, Jess.
Hello, everyone.
There we go. And we do invite your calls at 323-870-3296. Tonight, we'll be kind of focusing on skin issues, but, you know, as things happen, we'll kind of go wherever we want to go. We do invite your phone calls. It doesn't have to be skin-related if you have a particular issue that you need some information about. We'll be happy to offer you whatever suggestions we can from here. When I was an old radio guy, we used to have to do the disclaimer that we do not prescribe nor diagnose any particular issue. We do not become in a client situation simply by your calling. The information that can be offered to you is completely based on the information that you provide here. So it's just some best suggestions. Always get a diagnosis, find out what your particular problem is, and then we have some place to go from. One of the biggest things that we see, and increasingly over the years, what we have seen at the herbarium is people with skin problems. Whether you call that a dermatitis, whether you call it eczema, whether you call it a psoriasis, they all involve the skin. The skin is your skin is your largest organ. So when there's something going on the inside, it is going to show up on the outside. For the next hour, you know, we will be discussing some of the differences and some of the similarities between any of these skin conditions. I will give you a definition to perhaps help with not your own self-diagnosis, but getting an idea of, do you have a contact dermatitis like a poison ivy or a poison oak, some poison sumac, or is this a more serious issue? God knows, if you watch TV, you see Phil Mickelson, who's got psoriatic arthritis, which threw me for a complete loop until I kind of looked it up. And funny thing is, the poor guy has to take Embril, which shuts down your immune system. I don't know, just off the top of my head, if you've got a red patchy spot on your arm, shutting down your immune system, opening you up from a myriad of other diseases, to me, does not make a lot of sense. But that is conventional medicine, and that's the way they go, and that's what the pharmaceutical industry makes their money on. So have at it. That's where you have to go. We work in a completely different realm. We are looking at trying to help the body help itself. Just as an example, eczema is also known as atopic dermatitis, or in children, infantile eczema. It's a condition, and this is a definition, it's a condition known to affect allergy-prone individuals, which is something that you may want to kind of look at if you are already sensitive to things, whether it's food allergies, whether it's environmental allergies, hay fever, sinus conditions, this kind of thing. You also may be looking at having flare-ups of eczema. Now, eczema typically appears on the face, in the bends of the elbow, behind the knees. It's rather itchy. In children, it usually appears in the first year of life, we get an awful lot of kids with eczema. And usually, I mean, this can happen between, you know, your first year up to about 5 years. We get a lot of it. Almost half of the kids that have this condition get better by the age of 18 months. They say half of them. Again, from our perspective at the herbarium, we see the ones that don't. Now, triggers can vary, but it can be hot weather, it can be cold weather, it can be a dry atmosphere, it can be exposure to allergens, which can be anything from environmental allergens, the pollens and spores, molds, yeast, dust, mites, any of these things. One of the things that we see an awful lot of is, one of the issues is stress, which in previous shows we've talked about stress, which helps, I shouldn't say help, stress, whether it's physical, emotional, mental, environmental, dietary. Stress is stress. It is a stressor on the body. It depletes the body of certain nutrients. And if you don't replace those nutrients, you're going to see a continuation or an increase in the severity of any particular condition. One of our old rules at the herbarium, when in doubt, treat for stress. Because no matter what your condition is, I don't care if it's an allergy, I don't care if it's cancer, it's a stressor mentally, physically, and emotionally. You need to protect yourself. You need to build yourself up. You need to be able to take care of yourself. Now, one thing I've noticed over the years is, and we've been doing this for quite a few years, over the years, the government's standards and levels for things like vitamin A have dropped. They have dropped dramatically. If you find a multivitamin or any suggestions, the top layer, the top level of a vitamin A supplement or within the diet, they talk about 5,000 international units. Now, when the government dropped the levels to 5,000 units of vitamin A, we saw an increase in people with vitamin A deficiency conditions. Vitamin A is very important for the skin. Eczema, psoriasis went through the roof over the years. I can't put my finger on exactly why the government did this, but there was a study, which was flawed at the time. There was a study that showed that too much vitamin A was linked to, I think it was lung cancer. I can't remember the exact details on that. That was the government study. And I don't care who does the study, there's a couple of things you have to pay attention to. A, who funded it? B, what were the parameters? What were they looking for?
That seems like quite a leap.
What do you mean?
How does too much vitamin A contribute to lung cancer? That just seems like a real leap in the first place.
Well, that's just it. Trying to track back.
That would have thrown up a red flag.
Not to the researchers. To everybody else it did.
Okay.
The problem here was is they were administering the amounts of vitamin A, da-da-da-da. Long story short, they found an increase in lung cancer. The problem was the study was done in, I believe it was Norway. Could have been Norway. It was somewhere in Scandinavia. What they apparently didn't take into account was the subjects tended to smoke heavily, more than usual. They tend to drink. They tended to eat an awful lot of smoked fish. Well, those are kind of things that could lead to increased lung cancer, not necessarily vitamin A. So, looking at the studies, for whatever reason, they dropped it down. And from that time on, we have seen people coming in with all kinds of skin conditions, skin problems. Vitamin A is terribly important. Now, vitamin A is fat soluble, and say too much of that can be dangerous. Okay, that's fine. 5,000 units is not dangerous. Your mom could tell you stories. We used to have a customer who was eating pounds of carrots. She was taking in an amazing, plus taking supplements, she was taking an amazing amount of vitamin A and beta carotene and everything else. And her skin turned orange. She looked like a carrot herself. But that's an extreme situation.
At one point was taking a lot of vitamin A and kind of had a bit of an orangish tint to her skin for a couple of years.
Okay. Overdoing it. 5,000 units is not overdoing it. 10 to 25,000 units a day. If you're concerned, do it 5 days on, take the weekend off. If you're concerned, do beta carotene, which is water soluble. It's a precursor. Your body will convert the vitamin A or the beta carotene into vitamin A. Your body's only going to use as much as it needs. So under normal circumstance, 10,000, 25,000 units, especially if you are in a deficiency situation, you're having these skin problems, is not bad. Look it up. Don't look at the government guidelines. For God's sakes, you'll stay sick. Look at other studies on the need for vitamin A or beta carotene, precursor vitamin A. You'll see a difference. What we have found is people who have added the vitamin A tend to do very, very well. The skin conditions start to clear up. Other conditions also tend to improve. That leads back to, vitamin A is also very important for your eyes. I mean, the whole idea of, rabbits have great eyesight, they eat carrots, carrots have the carotene complex. We always think of the beta carotene, but there's other carotenoids involved, whether that's the lycopene and lutein and astaxanthin and other compounds. They're all in there. They're all helping with your eyesight. They're also helping with the skin. They're helping with so many other things. Aside from listening to some of the commercials you may hear and see about, you can get all of your nutrients from your diet, or you can get all your nutrients from some tiny little pill with 55 different organically grown vegetables. Give me a break. How much do you think you can get in one stupid capsule of 55 different ingredients? It's marketing, it's marketing, it's marketing. Please, the simple thing I ask, and what we've tried to do for 39 years is to educate the public. If we have an educated customer base, our job is simpler because people are not going to be taken advantage of. They're not going to get suckered into things. They're going to have a decent idea of what they're looking for. You're not going to get sold something you don't need. You've got a pretty good idea of what you're looking for, or you've got a basis to work from, so when you go in to see somebody behind the counter and you're asking them questions about the particular nutrients or the vitamin supplements, whatever you're looking for, you can have an idea, are they just selling me what's a hot property, or do they actually know what they're talking about? Knowledge is power. You have to become empowered. You've got to become more knowledgeable on these things. It's going to pay off in the long run for you, believe me. Now, I had mentioned what eczema was. Psoriasis is a little bit different. Psoriasis tends to appear in patches on the legs, the knees, the elbows, scalp, ears, the back, red to brown, silvery white scales. People, God help me, I don't know if you saw him, Jess, we had a gentleman in just recently. He came in about 2 or 3 weeks ago. He had awful, I can't even describe to you how widespread his psoriasis was. His entire back, his entire body, he had these white, scaly, reddish blotches all over him.
No, I missed that one.
You missed him. Ron saw it. the man was just absolutely covered. And
okay.
We did some muscle testing on him. We set him up with some of the supplements. And he did go to the doctor. He did have a prescription. But he wasn't, apparently the prescription wasn't doing what he wanted it to do. It was not clearing things up. And he, I mean, honest to God, it was terrible looking. It was just absolutely terrible. And he just came in this past week. And he walked in and displayed his arms. Not a mark on him. Not a mark.
In a week?
2 weeks. 2 weeks.
Wow.
Now, he, in talking with him, I said, did you tell the doctor what you did? And he said, no. And I said, you know, it really is incumbent upon you to tell the doctor because he thinks the stuff he gave you is working. He doesn't know that you're supplementing. Throughout our conversation, he finally explained that he's still taking his prescription, though not as frequently as he should. And when he finishes this bout, again, he started with the prescription, wasn't getting anywhere. He added the supplementation. His skin cleared up beautifully. His next plan is to, when the prescription runs out, see if he can maintain his recovery just using the supplements. If that occurs, then he will tell the doctor what happened. But he says, this is the kind of doctor that doesn't want to hear about it. He's going to tell you what to do. That's it. In, out, wham, bam. Thank you, man. He's on to the next patient. I told him, give the guy a break. You know, let him, if he sees this improvement, if he's impressed by what happened, it behooves you to tell him, whether he likes it or not. But he's got to know that there's other things going on. It may open his eyes. It may lead him to look at other issues. It may help other customers or clients or patients down the road. How many times have we seen that with people who come into the store who were afraid to tell the doctor? Doctor was under the impression that his prescription was working when, indeed, our customers stopped using his stuff months ago. Remember Billy with the liver problem?
Oh, yeah. Yep,
he told the doctor he was very happy to tell the doctor how well he was doing because the doctor was amazed. And the doctor, God bless him, not only was very curious, he asked for information about what Billy was using and how well it worked. And to this day, the doctor is recommending this to his patients because he saw what some of these supplements can do in these conditions. It's not an either or doing what the dermatologist says or what the doctor says and then doing what the herbalist or the nutritionist says. It's a holistic approach. You can't do it alone. So
your own doctor was even impressed with you.
Well, yeah, he saw the changes, and you know, he was a pretty sharp guy, and he was not going to argue with he looked at me somewhat cross-eyed when I first mentioned what I was doing, but when he saw the results, he didn't care. He was not invested in me taking pills. He was invested in me getting better and, indeed, using the supplements I did. So he was more than happy with that. So I'm off my high horse for a minute. Let's get back to the psoriasis situation. Psoriasis generally follows a pattern of flare-ups, and then they go through periods of remission. And this can go on for years. Now, one of the things that can trigger another attack, as I said, tension, stress, illness, an injury, a surgery, infection, sunburn, overuse of drugs or alcohol, too many medications. So these things can really set off. And why? Because every one of the things I just said, from surgery to stress, the illness, these are all stress-related. They are all putting pressure or stress on the body. You are depleting yourself of particular nutrients that are there to protect you. as I've said before, say it every time, you cannot physically get all of your nutrients from your diet. If we could, there would not be health food stores, there would not be GNCs, there would not be all of the supplement companies out there trying to do whatever they're doing. But there's some basic things that need to be done. Now, we have our own little book at the herbarium. It's our recipe and remedy book. And this is a collection of pretty much the way they used to do it in the old day. Observation. Let's see what works. Let's gather some more information. Write it down. And so we've compiled a good list of things that can be very helpful, whether it be for eczema, whether it be for psoriasis, and basically just about any skin condition. Now, again, as I said at the beginning, we don't diagnose. We do not prescribe. We have the information available. We can guide people toward what they should be doing, but the final choice, obviously, is the customer. I talked about vitamin A, very, very important for the skin. Here's another one, vitamin D. And I just read an article that the government is still very happy with the 400 international unit level for a particular condition. I think it had to do with the bones. But if you go to vitamindcouncil.org and read some of the material at that website, you're going to find out just how important vitamin D really is and how important it is to get a lot more than 400 international units. The suggestions, and this is the thing that drives me crazy, the suggestions from the Vitamin D Council are probably around 4,000 to 5,000 units a day. Now, that can be adjusted by your exposure to the sun, other dietary conditions and situations, but you're trying to get somewhere in the vicinity of 4,000 to 5,000. For people who, mostly women with osteoporosis, osteopenia, they go to the doctor and they'll get 50,000 units once a week, one pill, 50,000 units, which to me sounds like a massive dose. And they'll be on that for months. And when they go back and get their blood check, they're still shy of vitamin D. How can that be? Government says 400 is fine. Doctors are handing, and I still don't know why 50,000. Doctors are handing it out like candy at 50,000 units a dose, fat soluble. And that's one of the reasons. People are just popping these pills, swallowing it with a glass of water, and off they go on their merry way. Doesn't work that way. That's why they're still deficient. This is why they're still having skin problems. This is why we continue to see the stupid commercials on TV. This is why you see the skin ointments at the drugstore, which people will use, or God forbid, they go to the dermatologist, they get the skin cream, they use it for months, if not years, hundreds of dollars a tube, and it's only temporary. Because it's not coming from the outside. It is not like poison ivy. This is coming from the inside. It is a deficiency. Your body requires certain nutrients, certain herbs, to help it get through these tough periods. We're ignoring it. You can't do it. Mother Nature does not like to be ignored. Doesn't ask for a lot of credit, but it doesn't like to be ignored. Just that simple. Vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin C, B complex. Vitamin C, vitamin B complex, very important. Those are your stress vitamins. They are the water-soluble vitamins, which means you have to keep replenishing them throughout the day. I don't have my list of vitamin B foods, but I can tell you, you don't need enough of them because nobody does. You have to supplement with the B. When it comes to issues like psoriasis or eczema, and especially for psoriasis, you've got to be boosting up your vitamin C 2 or 3 grams. That's 2 or 3,000 units daily. You need to do your B complex 50 to 100 milligrams 2 to 3 times a day. Not forever, but you've got to get your body out of that deficit. You've got to get your body back in some kind of situation where it can fight and maintain its homeostasis. You need to protect yourself that way. If you're under a lot of stress and you're under a lot of pressure, adrenal exhaustion can also play a part in this. When you're under a lot of stress, your digestion is going to be off. If you're taking particular medications, you're killing off the good gut bacteria. All of these things fit in. So, as I said, for psoriasis, your vitamin C, your B complex, and actually I said 2 to 3,000. You can do more if you can tolerate it. It all depends on your issue. I mean, vitamin C does so many things, but it's important for the formation of collagen in skin tissue. It also helps to enhance the immune system. One of the problems we have with these skin conditions is they are labeled as an autoimmune problem, meaning your immune system is in overdrive. It is over-responding. It is hypersensitive. Well, just because you're taking vitamin C doesn't mean you're going to make your immune system go into overdrive. Indeed, it may help to balance it. It may help to knock it out of overdrive and get it back to a normal situation. So the vitamin C, do as much as you can, but 2,000 to 3,000 units should be fine, as long as you don't get diarrhea or gastrointestinal upset. Shouldn't be a problem. The vitamin A, basically some of the recommendations are 25,000 international units daily. If you are pregnant, don't exceed 10,000, but usually vitamin A with mixed carotenoids or a natural beta carotene, as I said earlier, the beta carotene, your body will convert to vitamin A, so that's very good. Digestive enzymes, proteolytic enzymes, helps with repair, helps to break down the foods, helps you to absorb the nutrients better. Your B complex, 50 milligrams at least 3 times a day. And when we talk about a B complex, read labels. Just because a bottle says B100 does not mean it's 100 milligrams of anything. It could mean it's 100% of the daily value. Trust me on this, folks. Marketing is a big deal. It is the biggest deal. It has nothing to do with fact, but if they can, you don't sell the steak, you sell the sizzle. And unfortunately, people are suckers. P.T. Barnum was correct. There's one born every minute and 2 to take them. Caveat emptor, read labels. Buyer beware. Do some research, or if you can't do the research, find people who you can trust to give you the straight story. This is terribly, terribly important. I'll explain more about that later. The B complex, the easiest ones that we have, say, at the shop, are when it says B50, it means 50 milligrams of B1, 50 of B2, 50 of B3, da-da-da-da-da-da, down the list it goes. If our vitamin says B100, it means 100 milligrams of 1, 100 milligrams of 2, 3, and down the list. Not everything is 100. You may find micrograms and certain things, but that's what you're looking for, a high-potency B. Your body is going to thank you for it. When it comes to vitamin E, that is a little bit tricky. 400 units under general purpose, general use, is perfectly fine. 800, okay, that's kind of the max. After that, if you want to do higher than that, and I have seen people talking about using higher doses of vitamin E, that really should be done under the supervision of a doctor or a trained medical professional. Vitamin E can also be a blood thinner. It can have some other issues. So 400 to 800, fine. not a problem. After that, really talk with a doctor because it may not be necessary except for short-term or particular issues that can be, you know, helpful to you. There are things like MSM, methyl sulfonyl methane. We use it a lot for things like arthritis and connective tissue, but it is also excellent for skin, for tissue repair. If you have eczema or psoriasis especially, MSM can be very, very helpful. Along with that, turmeric, the same anti-inflammatory that we use for arthritis and other inflammatory conditions, does very well for people with psoriasis. If you have been on a lot of different medications, we always suggest a blood cleanser. One of the things that people do tend to have eruptions with is they're either eating badly or they're on a lot of different medications. The liver gets overtaxed. And when the liver gets plugged up or backed up, it's got to get rid of this stuff somehow. And again, your skin is your largest organ. Where do you think it's going to come out? If you're using a good detoxifier, blood purification formula, this can help to remove a lot of the matter. It can help remove the toxins and help you to detoxify. That can help a great deal with the skin, clean out the liver, et cetera, et cetera. And besides, A, you'll feel better, you'll look better. It's really simple, and we use the blood cleansing formula for so many different things. Big one is especially people with compromised immune systems, cancer, things of that nature. Our blood cleansing formulas are something that are right in the middle of the protocols. You can't go wrong with them. Needless to say, a good multivitamin, a good mineral complex, calcium, magnesium, these are always very important. Something else that... it's an interesting herb, Coleus forscoli. It is an Ayurvedic herb. It's known as forscoli or forscolin. It has so many uses. It has been very good for everything from weight loss to psoriasis, allergies, asthma. Coleus forscoli is really rather interesting. We've got a lot of pamphlets on it at the shop, which, by the way, I might as well, we're coming up, we already passed the half mark, so we do need a break. Any of the stuff that we're talking about, if you folks are looking for this information, you can contact us. If you'd like literature on it, I will mail it out. I just need a self-addressed stamped envelope. Or in some cases, it may be one of those manila folders, manila envelopes, because we get a lot of information to send out. But you can contact us at the herbarium, and we'll be glad to send that information out and give you some recommendations on not only the items to look for, but particular brands. A lot of times, just because it says it's product A doesn't mean it's any good. It's like saying, I bought a car. Well, which one? There's different qualities in cars. There's different qualities in stereo players. There's different qualities in the supplements and the companies that make them. You really do have to know which ones you can count on. And it ain't always the ones who have the biggest studies and all the advertising. In fact, a lot of times, those are the ones that I stay away from. We've tested that for years at the store. They send us samples, we test them on ourselves, we test them on select customers, and we wait for what you might want to call field testing. Got news for you. A lot of the hotshot big-name companies with all the bells and whistles, stuff don't work as well as the stuff we have that's half the price. So, you know, again, you've got to find somebody you can trust, somebody you can talk to. Speaking of talking to, Jessica, my dear, if you wouldn't mind giving the folks an idea of A, where we're from, B, where they can reach us, I need to take a drink of water. I'm getting thirsty.
You go wet your whistle, Pop. If you have any questions for Jonathan about skincare, about supplements, or anything to do with herbs and supplements, you can reach us during normal business hours, Monday through Friday, 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 413-598-8255. 8119. We are also available online at The Herbarium. That's TheHerbarium.com. And you can also find us at The Herbarium on Facebook. And you can email us at herbarium258@gmail.com. We're also happy to answer any messages on Facebook and calls into this show.
Okay, very good, honey. Thank you very much. And
you're
if
welcome,
you have any questions or comments here, we are still here for about 25 minutes or less. The number is 323-870-3296. 323-870-3296. And if you do go to our Facebook page, our previous programs are all archived there, so you can kind of dig around and see some other stuff. In coming shows, we are setting it up. We were going to have them tonight, but our schedules are just a little bit too tight. But we will be having Dan Conlon, who is just a master beekeeper. He has been past president of the Massachusetts Beekeepers Association. He works for the government. The guy is sharp. He knows more about bees than you can't believe. And he is, I've interviewed Dan before. I've known him for years. It's one of the fastest hours in radio that you could go through. The guy is just such a wealth of knowledge. We'll have Dan coming in probably in July, so keep an ear out. Take a look at Facebook. We'll have it posted when we have the details to the program set up. Okay, back to skincare, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Let's see. Oh, one of the things for psoriasis, which we found kind of interesting, oolong tea. Now, apparently drinking it and washing with it both help with psoriasis. I don't know why. I've been digging around. I just haven't been able to find a whole bunch of information on the topic, but apparently it works very well. We do have a recipe for people who wanted to take a bath. One of the best things, and again, a lot of folks who suffer from eczema and psoriasis find that it improves in the summer. There's a couple of reasons for that. One, people are more relaxed a lot of times. They're on vacation. They might be at the ocean. Salt water is fabulous for this. You're also in the sun more. Sun is fabulous. Sun helps with vitamin D production, as long as you're not slathered up with SP 100 and wearing the wraparound UVUA sunglasses. You do need to get some sun, folks. That's going to help a great deal. But the salt water can be very helpful. We have a recipe available. I'll just run through it quickly. If you want more detail, contact us at the store. But comfrey, white oak bark, marshmallow root, mullein flowers, or mullein leaves, excuse me, gravel root, wormwood, lobelia, skullcap, black walnut, all of these ingredients made into a very strong tea thrown into a bath can be very, very helpful. We have... Yes?
Excuse me, Dad. Was that comfrey leaf or root?
Leaf.
Okay, just clarifying.
Actually, either. But in making the tea, you could use both. The root probably would be stronger, but if you're making a tea, it takes a little bit long. So you could get away with either. The other thing is a good bath salt. So we have our lavender bath, our rose geranium bath. You're talking about a Epsom salt base, or if you've got Dead Sea salts or mineral salts, the Pacific sea salts, something to still have the minerals in them. Very helpful, soothing, drying, can help a great deal, stop the itching. There are some homeopathic creams that are used for these skin things. Boric and Terfol are the ones that make it, B and T. There's Florisome, there is Soraya Flora. We have our Magic Salve, which does a really, really nice job on any particular skin condition, whether it's the salve or the Magic Salve oil, which is basically the Magic Salve without the beeswax. Emu oil can be very, very helpful too. very healing and soothing, anti-inflammatory. It's got a whole list of positive results on that. So there's a lot of topical things that can be done. The baths, obviously, relaxing, soothing, they feel really good. When it comes to eczema, a little bit, actually not that much different. There's a couple of things as far as a bath would go, burdock, lobelia, yellow dock, plantain, can be helpful making that into a bath, throwing it in for you. An oatmeal bath, and I mean old-fashioned rolled oats, the Quaker oats kind of thing where you just put some in a muslin bag or a knee-high stocking, a goodly amount. You can either warm it up on the stove and get it kind of gunky or toss it into the tub with you, and you're literally sitting in a bowl of oatmeal. And use that muslin bag or that knee-high stocking, now that it's nice and wet, and use that as your scrubber. Use that to put that onto the skin. Yeah, it's going to be a little slippery, but it's going to be so much more soothing. It's going to be, what?
I would actually say it borderline luxurious in the right context. I loved that when I was a kid. That was one of my favorite winter baths.
Yeah, I mean, it just freaks people out, and they go, oh, oatmeal. No, just try it. It's quite nice. Very, very soothing, very healing. And, you know, you don't have to put any honey or maple syrup in there. You can just use that for a bath.
Well, the honey would be good for your skin, though.
It would. It really would. But it might clog up the drain. What else? Yeah, see, again, fish and flax oil, essential fatty acids. Very important. The black cumin seed oil, which has become very, very popular, and that's going to help with, Jesus, everything from your asthma and allergies to the skin condition to you name it. Black seed oil, Nigella sativa, there's over 800 published studies on this thing, let alone the historical record on it. We've said it, we've posted it. It sounds like this amazing thing, and even though what you've heard sounds like it's too good to be true, it's true. It's worth trying. It's been used for so many different things. It kills MRSA, for God's sakes, and damn few things do. So it's something to kind of look into. Now, it's expensive. You can search around. Don't get suckered. And again, just because something has a high price doesn't mean it's worth it. It just means somebody is casting out the line hoping to get a sucker. I'll explain that in a minute because I was having a fit before the show. Probiotics, terribly important. You need not only the digestive enzymes to break down the food so that you're doing much better for your absorption, you need the probiotics. Oh, yeah, by the way, other than helping with the absorption of nutrients and all the other things that are going on, probiotics are very important for immune function. Your 70% of your immune system is tied up in the lymph system, in lymphatic fluid. Guess where lymphatic fluid is produced? Guess what helps produce lymphatic fluid? Ha-ha, right, probiotics. Not all probiotics. Please, God, we'll do a show. Have we done one yet, Jess, on probiotics?
Not on probiotics themselves. We've mentioned them a few times, but we've not done probiotic special.
Okay, let's pencil that in. We're going to talk about probiotics in the near future. Not the stuff.
Probably
that,
sometime in August.
Yeah, more than likely. Not the stuff that the TV stars talk about. Not the yogurts. Not the Actonel, or not the Actonel. What the hell is it?
Activia.
Activia or Culturelle. Not the stuff. God help you. Not the stuff at the drugstore. I had to laugh again. A little quick aside, but there's just so much information. Somebody came into the shop, and we always ask, "Are you using a probiotic?" Oh yeah, yeah. Is it refrigerated? No. Okay. Sometimes they have it with them. And the last one I saw was, Jesus, what a waste of time this was. I believe it was Nature Made, which is your basic drugstore vitamin. And it was 100 million per capsule. 100 million. Now, to
Wait.
You and I, 100 million sounds like an awful lot. In the world of bacteria, 100 million isn't worth sneezing at. The stuff that we give to infants is 1.5 to 2 billion per dose. 100 million is...
That's a whole different letter.
Tenth. It's 1/10 of a billion. It's nothing. And then they wonder why they're not getting better. Plus, they're not refrigerated. So there's only one company that we know of that has a room-stable probiotic that is worth its salt. Everybody else is really, I know the studies are there. I know the advertising says all kinds of neat stuff. I know there's a lot of folks making a lot of money. It ain't working as well. You could switch over to a better probiotic. I just had a guy in this past week, one of our older customers.
But it's expensive, Jonathan. It's expensive.
No. You ought to see the crap they're selling at the drugstore. You want to talk about expensive? It was ridiculous. You got less than a billion per capsule, unrefrigerated, like 40 pills for $28. I mean, it was ridiculous prices. And it doesn't do anything. People say, I took it. I don't feel better. No kidding. They try ours.
Wow, we've got 15 billion formulas for less than that.
Right. Yeah. It's well, we had one of our older customers came in. And he's a very knowledgeable fellow, but he thought he did his research, and he was taking this probiotic and still having problems. And I said, try this one. And he was a little concerned because, geez, that's 10 billion. I went, yeah, so what? I was going to recommend 50 to him, but he tried the 10. He came back, and he says, I'm just amazed. The change within a couple of days, he said he could not believe the difference. Well, he picked up a 30 billion this last trip, and he's telling everybody he can find, you got to try this. Never mind the crap you're buying at Costco. You got to try this stuff. You're going to see a difference. And he is he's the Pied Piper of probiotics as far as that goes. He is just absolutely sold on it. And people who know this fellow know that he is not a BSer. If he says something, he means it, and he's got a good backing on it. So it really is nice to see when somebody gets these kind of results and gets that so quickly, and the differential. It's just all part of that educational process, teaching people, you got to do some research. You've got to learn more. I've got a great article. Again, send me a self-addressed stamped envelope. Actually, it might even be posted some time ago, maybe last year on our Facebook page. It's an article called Probiotics 101. It's a third-party, totally independent article that I found in a magazine. But in reading through it, it went through everything that you'd possibly be looking for, all the things you should be looking for, and son of a gun, that matched up with the two companies that we carry. So it was just rather encouraging to be able to find something like that. But again, as usual, I digress. Where was I?
If anyone's interested in that article, just send an email or message us on Facebook. I keep the link in a easy-to-access folder for anyone who's looking for it.
Oh, good. All right. Even better. So I mentioned the cold press flaxseed or fish oil, flax oil, the cumin seed oil. Some folks use the UV light therapy, which is helpful, but not a whole lot of people are running around buying UV lights. Really, if you can deal more with your diet and dealing with stress, that's going to help immeasurably. Blood cleansing, I mentioned. Milk thistle, also very helpful. Not only is this going to cleanse the liver, but it increases your bile flow. So that's going to aid with your digestion. There's poultices for locals, but really we have found that some of the salves, the Florisone or a magic salve, tend to do really, really well in cutting down on the inflammation, helping to heal the skin, and taking the itch or the irritation away. So, you know, we've done the best we can with putting some of this stuff together for you that can be very, very helpful for these skin conditions. You know, if you can't, if you're living in Kansas, it could be a little tough to get to the ocean, but, you know, do the best you can with the salt water, mineral salt water, Dead Sea salts, real sea salt if need be, not the Morton stuff. Real sea salt that still has the minerals to it. That can help with drying. It can help cut down on the inflammation, cut down on the itching. It's very, very helpful. So check those kind of things out. Now, I'm looking at our clock here, Jess. I'm looking at about 8 minutes, right? More or less?
That'd be about right, yep.
Okay, good. Again, if there's any questions on issues other than skin problems, no problem at all. You can throw those out. We've done the eczema. We've done the psoriasis. Some of the other things that can be helpful, we mentioned the Bs, the fatty acids, vitamin C, borage oil, flaxseed oil, fish oil. A good amino acid complex can also be helpful, too. This is going to help with construction and repair of tissue. Protein in itself may not be a great idea because that causes inflammation. Basically, your body is breaking down the protein to get to the amino acids and then put those to work. If you take an amino acid complex, you cut out the middleman, you cut out the inflammation, boom, your body has something to work with a lot easier. Some of the other things, if nothing else, if you don't have some of the herbs, chamomile tea, you can take it internally or make a nice tea of that and use that as a wash. That's going to be very healing, very soothing. It's going to reduce the inflammation of the skin. How easy can it get? Things like antioxidants, grapeseed extract can be very helpful. Clean up your diet. Stay away from the chemicals and bubble bath products and a lot of the commercial brands of, you know, scented shampoos and soaps. Not very healthy, okay? Work more on a gentle diet. More fruit, more vegetable. If you want to cut out the gluten, fine, no big deal. Throw in some brown rice or more of the other grains. This can be helpful. If you do have a family history of sensitivities, you know, stay away from things like peanuts or the wheat products or corn. Do an elimination diet. Perhaps that's helping to contribute to setting you off. So do a little digging around, and you may find yourself tracking down what the issue is. It could be something as simple as a food group or an allergy issue. Chances are you need a whole restart on your diet. Now, we've only got a couple of minutes left. This is a delicate situation, but I have to bring it up because if you folks out there listening do read newspapers, you may see it in your local paper. There's a whole series of these advertisements that are written and presented like news stories. Usually it's about a half a page, two columns, pictures, all this wonderful stuff, big headlines. What do they call them? It's BS, let's put it that way, okay? But it's a pure scam, and they're selling all kinds of stuff. So I've seen the aloe cure, and I've seen these things for arthritis. I've seen them for all different conditions. Today's newspaper caught my eye. Jess, cover your ears. This one is for increasing penile sensitivity. I said, okay, I got to check this. So I'm reading through the alleged article, and trying desperately to find out what is, and I finally found a spot where it says it's a combination of essential oils and supplements, natural products. It's like, okay, so I went on the line, I pulled up the stuff's name. They don't give a whole lot of information, but they did, and this is where the BS came through, they talked about this super nutrient. It's called cinnamaldehyde. Now, just from the name, cinnamaldehyde is one of the chemical components found in cinnamon oil. It's not a super nutrient, folks, okay? Really, it is.
No, it's a great antibacterial and cleaning agent.
Yes, it is. But it also, and again, there's just enough truth in the article that they can cover their butt. It stimulates this lower neuron receptor in the body called a PR11 something or other. Yeah, it is. It's an irritant. So essentially, the main ingredients in this thing that they listed at their website was cinnamon oil, rose oil, high quality, of course, and almond oil. Well, for a, I think it was a 10 mil, 15 mil bottle, or two of this stuff, $69.99. Now, looking at the ingredients, it probably cost them, with the tube and the printing, $1.25. Tops. Folks, it's cinnamon oil. We have had employees who just pouring cinnamon oil, the fumes, it's a very volatile oil. It's an irritating oil. Smells great. You don't.
I made
get
the mistake
this
of spilling some on my hand and then rubbing my nose. That was a nightmare.
Yeah. Okay. And you're supposed to put this on your body's most sensitive tissue a couple of times a day. I read the article two or three times and went back to the. I said, "You've got to be kidding! Cinnamaldehyde." Cinnamon oil, knowing what cinnamon oil can do to the body, you're going to apply this to your body several times a day. And but they did, I love the caveats, I love the disclaimers. First, never use this during sex. Well, that's a good idea. Secondly, there's one last little line saying, we're not responsible if anything goes wrong. Essentially, that's what it said. We're going to tell you all about this great stuff, and put it on your skin, and do this, that, and the other thing. Don't get it near your eyes, and if anything goes wrong, it's not our fault. $69.99 for a tube of this stuff. I got news for you, folks. Get some Tabasco sauce and put it on the same affected area. You're going to accomplish the same thing and probably save yourself, oh, I don't know, $67 plus shipping and handling. I mean, cinnamon? This is insane. But, which is why I think it's this coming Monday, there's going to be an essential oil talk down at one of our area libraries, and we do have the impression that the lady is a multi-level marketer, and normally would not have bothered to even waste my time going, but she put in her write-up, oh, did you know that lemon oil is a great nutritional supplement? That did it. We've written about it. We've published it. We've shown there is none. We've cited sources. There is no nutritional
supplement. 1 minute left, Jonathan.
Okay. It ain't there. Go to our website. Go to our Facebook. We'll show you, if you're interested in oils, how to protect yourself. We'll show you, we'll give you the name of places and people who are actually legitimate safety experts, and they don't belong to multi-level marketing places. So that's about it for tonight, folks. Remember, go get your Tabasco sauce, but I'm not responsible if anything goes wrong. Have a great week. We'll see you in the next 2 weeks.